This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
The sound of the weekend, baby. Come on, it's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Yeah, man. Throw in a random word.
Whatever works for you.
Whatever works.
Oh, yeah.
Hour number two has begun. Yes, the countdown to the weekend for us. You know, we look forward to it. Slightly different than the average bear. You know, if you're working the 8 to 4, 9 to 5, whatever the case may be.
Right.
You know, for us, it's like, when will 10 o'clock get here? Not in any way to say that we don't thoroughly love and enjoy what we do.
Oh, yeah.
But we've been, up since 3-ish.
Uh-huh.
Here since 4-ish.
Yep.
So by 10-ish.
We're tired-ish.
We're ready. Which is interesting because I think if they think about it, people understand that. But for the most part, just on the surface, they don't get it.
Like, oh, you sit in a padded room and just talk. How hard can that be?
Oh, not only that. They see you leaving like at 11 o'clock. They're like, wow, must be nice.
Oh, that's the people who don't get up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I fixed a few of those people. I did call a couple of them up at 3:15.
Good.
And said, hey, were you sleeping soundly? I sure was. Well, it must be nice. Click.
I love it.
Yeah, man.
I love it.
And that's why I don't have a lot of friends. That's when the fight started.
Whoops.
Yep. So you have to be able to take care of yourself.
Absolutely.
You got to drink some raw eggs. Mm. You got to dun, 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 dun. You got to run up the steps of the Art Institute in Philadelphia.
You got to do all that.
You do if you want to celebrate the day, November 21st, this day in 1976. Rocky debuts in New York City.
Yo, Adrian.
Yo, Paulie.
Yes. Wow.
I mean, I can tell you that movie, I it had an impact on me.
Sure.
Did you ever drink raw eggs?
No.
I did.
Why? No.
Because Rocky did it.
So what?
Uh-oh. I don't know. I started lifting weights.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Was that your inspiration to get going?
I think it was one of them.
Yeah.
One of them. But I built my own bench. You know, back when they used to make kitchen chairs, like real kitchen chairs, they were made out of metal.
Yes.
You remember that? They had like they had a pan sort of, you would call it, right? And you'd put the cushion on top. Well, these are probably literally from like the 1950s or 60s.
Right.
They're solid.
Absolutely.
So I would use that kind of as my base, and then I took a board and ran it lengthwise.
I get that.
So that the stability of the chair itself, then I extended what used to be the back of the chair. You know how they went down on the two poles?
Yep.
I just extended that, and I drilled into some 2x4s and stuck them on there, and then that became what held my weights.
Look at
so
you.
So I made my own bench.
That's pretty impressive.
And I had a really nice set of K-Tron barbells. You know where K-Tron came from?
The Planet of Katron?
No, the Planet of Kmart. Katron.
That makes K everything was Kmart products. That's funny.
Yeah, man. We're going on the Wayback Machine.
Blue Light Special.
This morning. Yeah, indeed. Hey, lots of things going on this weekend. Light Up Ocala, huge event, obviously. That goes from 3 to 8. Enjoy. Get there early. And you can look up. There's information about if you want to do the shuttle thing. That might make it a lot easier. Also, the Gators playing Saturday night in the Swamp against Tennessee. Doesn't matter what their records are. Always a good rivalry. Usually a good game.
Oh, yeah.
So that's Saturday night, 7:30. And speaking of the Gators, you could get your PSA tested. That has to do with your prostate. Mm-hmm. So can I say it's for biological males only?
Yeah.
Because it is.
Yeah.
But this event's going to be going on right catty corner to the stadium over there at the Exactech Arena at Gate 2. So that'll be from 2:30 to 7:30. So get there early, and they'll do a quick test for you. It's not invasive.
No.
Just in case you're wondering.
No.
And because prostate cancer is bad, mm-hmm. and it affects 1 in 8 men. Yep, and you know who said that?
Who's that?
The head ball coach, man. Steve Spurrier tells you something, you listen.
Yeah, absolutely.
But early detection changes everything. 10-year survival rate is nearly 100% when it's caught early. And he's proud to support the event, and we are proud to support him and this event. So there you go. This is a UF Health Cancer Center, the Prostate Cancer Foundation, and Man Cave Health. Hmm. So every once in a while, you got to get out of your man cave, get your PSA tested. Whether it's
Absolutely.
For baseline number or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we'll all live long, healthy lives.
There's a goal for you.
There you go. Right? So, yeah, Rocky.
Man, it's flashback.
Yeah, but the thing about Stallone is, man, that guy's never going to die.
Oh, no.
I was watching him last night on his show. Mm-hmm. What's it called? Tulsa King? You ever seen it?
Guess not, no.
What's the matter with you? I try to give you, I give you these great ideas for shows and stuff.
Well, some of us have more time to sit around and watch TV all the time than others of us do. Apparently.
Yeah, right. Look, I scroll on the Book of Faces. Cassidy, your name is up and down that sucker.
Yeah.
I mean, everywhere.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like,
yeah.
I go, oh yeah, he's got time on his hands.
Well, that's because I'm usually at something. That's
you should
why.
Be watching Tulsa King.
Instead of going to events and helping children and stuff.
Your little schmooze fest. I mean, your excellent job you do interacting with the community and clients. That's what I meant to say.
Well, it's the side I picked up on that. Yeah, it's exactly what I thought I heard you say.
President Donald Trump's policies have helped raise Americans' wages by roughly $1,200 per person. That, according to Vice President J.D. Vance, he said wages continue to way outpace inflation. And if you go back to the 3 years of the Biden administration, the average American worker actually lost about $3,000 in take-home pay. In the first 10 months of the Trump economy, we've increased take-home pay by about $1,200, adjusting for inflation. So that's a huge, huge thing. And again, I hearken back to these polls where people aren't all that excited about the economy, and I don't get it. Scott Bessent was on with Laura, I think it was last night. Yeah, and I mean, he's painting what sounds to be like a phenomenal picture as we head into 2026. This is going to be a great year. Now, obviously, anything can happen. We didn't predict COVID when that occurred.
Well,
but aside from that, people should be very, very happy. It's exciting. And yes, AI and all that is a little bit of the unknown, mm-hmm. but there's a certain amount of excitement and a buzz about it as well. So I don't know. I'm feeling pretty optimistic.
Yeah.
And I guess I feel bad for the people that don't. And I wonder how many there really are. The left tries to play it up like, yeah, I voted for Trump, but I'm not really happy and blah, blah, blah. It's like it's one of their little smoke-filled rooms. They came up with a talking point or whatever.
Yep.
Because I haven't talked to anybody who has said something like that. Oh, yeah, I'm kind of disappointed or whatever. And here's the other thing people need to remember. He's been in office for what, 10 months?
Yeah. What?
It's America. Like they would say, you know, a big ship doesn't turn on a dime. You think America is a pretty big ship?
What was it? Because Vance was talking. They wanted him like on the second day of being president to lower the price of eggs.
Yeah.
Well, let me get right on that immediately. I mean, seriously? Come on.
Yeah.
You can't do things that fast.
Well, you see, that's one where, you know, maybe Hillary could have done a better job of that, you know.
How's that?
Being an old hen.
Wow.
No, not good.
Actually, pretty good, yeah.
I thought it was okay.
I thought it was nicer than some things you could have called her that would have still been accurate.
I mean, I grade myself on a curve. Well, dead air.
Yeah.
Or Bob saying stupid dad jokes. I think
See?
I win.
Yeah, because we don't like
barely.
Dead air.
Yeah. Barely win.
It's a win.
I'll take it as a win.
It's a win.
Are you tired of winning, Greg?
No, I'm not tired of winning.
All right, neither am I. 7:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Time to call in, air it out, get it off your chest, whatever's bugging you. What's Bugging You is next, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those, but call in now. Don't be shy. 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You? Next on 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Happy Friday, happy weekend. Yes, baby. We have made it. I keep looking behind me like,
I know.
What are you looking at? Sun's not cracking out yet.
I mean, it's daylight, but there's no sunshine.
Yeah, I'm ready for some sunshine. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mood booster, my friends. Well, good morning and welcome. It's 7:22 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is your turn. Time for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. We call it What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control our litter bugs. So call in now. Don't be shy. 877-975-9825.
I got a little one.
I heard that.
No, that's not what's bugging me.
Oh.
I've got a little thing that's bugging me. So watching YouTube, which I do a lot, because there might be some gun or car channels.
No.
Yeah, I know. Shocking. And, of course, you know, you get the interrupted, you get the commercials there at the beginning. And it's, for some reason, all of a sudden, the ones for a local communications company, I'll call them, are in Spanish. Now, I'm going to skip the thing as fast as I can anyway. But, I mean, my extent of Spanish is like, yeah, give me the taco platter. I mean, okay.
Cerveza, por favor.
Yeah, what you said. And so it's like, why do you think suddenly I need to hear your commercial, which I've seen a bazillion times because...
But it's in Spanish?
Yes. It's like, what's up with that?
Wonder what algorithm, like they sent it to you, like,
yes.
From your Spanish.
And it's the only thing, I mean...
Were you hanging around with any Spanish-speaking people? Because that's happened to me before.
Well, most of Blake's the token white boy in his crowd. Half of them are
does
like
he speak,
Mexican or Guatemalan.
Can he speak another language?
A little bit, but it's like, I don't, that's just weird.
Huh.
And it's only this company, this one company.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not like all of them.
And they're not trying to sell you like Mexican food or anything?
No.
Huh.
I wish they would. I'd probably give in.
But, you yeah, you would. Yeah, I don't know. I've seen
strange?
So many strange things.
That's
but you shut
one.
Me down the other day. You go, yeah, you're getting those girls and those ladies or whatever because they're algorithm.
Well, yeah, that's true. It's how that works usually.
Yeah, but you didn't have to call me out like that.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Yeah. So now I have to modify my behavior.
Oh, well, I doubt
Let's
that.
See, that's
no,
not.
You
oh,
won't.
Really? I don't have to?
Well, you should, but you won't.
Okay.
Okay.
Good morning, John. What's bugging you?
Good morning. You know, Trump says Democrats should be arrested, calling for troops to violate, quote, illegal orders. Sounds like Democrats, seditionist traitors, are taking their orders from illegals they're protecting. It's time Trump arrested all who've been complicit and accessories to the rape and murder of girls and women by illegals they let in and aided and abetted to enter America and commit these heinous crimes. Once again, the guilty Damien rats accuse Trump of acting illegally when it is they who are the guilty ones of far worse crimes. Time for Trump to invoke the Insurrection Act against the Damien rats. Round them up.
Round them up. That there's a military code of justice. Everybody who joins up, I mean, you learn that in basic training, that you're not supposed to violate the law to follow an order. It's pretty basic, mm-hmm. pretty straightforward. But the left is somehow trying to
right.
twist that and change that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know why? Most of the lefties have no comprehension of that whole idea, the military code of justice or whatever. They don't. They just don't know what that is, I guess. Good morning, Peter. What's bugging you?
You're just talking about Spanish ads. You guys, 93.7, have stupid Spanish ads during your show every day. And I know a lot of Spanish people, and they don't speak like that. Okay, bye.
Actually, right. It's not that it's on our show. It's based on whichever platform you're listening to. It's not on the radio that way.
Right.
We don't have Spanish commercials on the radio. But depending on if you're listening to, well, I guess we do now.
Si, señor.
If you're on an app or if you're on whatever, and there's a lot of things that can go into that. We don't control that, and it's not on the radio.
But
Nick,
I have been known to break
that.
Into song.
You're not going to, are you?
I am the Frito Bandito. Yeehaw!
We do know that song by heart from childhood, though.
Well, because it is a real song.
Yeah, and we had the little erasers, the Frito Bandito erasers.
Yeah.
I can still smell that thing. It was very odd smelling.
Yeah, not everybody was sniffing stuff like that, but apparently you were. Mark, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Yeah, what's bugging me is this is kind of a small pet peeve, but I'm coming up against a passport expiration for international travel. And these Nimrods have this little thing about, oh, you know, your expiration date of your passport must be at least 6 months beyond your return date to the United States. And I'm like, well, then why don't you just issue us 10.5-year passports and stop nickel and diming us for 5% of the passport renewal costs?
Yeah, they do. You're right. They do that. And I'm not sure how they can, what their reasoning is behind it. It is odd. Hey, Richard, what's bugging you?
Morning, Greg. Morning, Bob. You know, the whole thing about the military, as a 18-and-a-half-year veteran, I can tell you, we all know the difference between a lawful order and an illegal order. And I, in my experience, I have never had an officer or someone higher give me an order that wasn't lawful. So they're just doing political theater. But you guys have a blessed day. Thank God it's Friday.
Right on, brother.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Thank you for your service. And thank you for the real world information, not through the filter of the goofballs in D.C.
Yeah.
Yep. Hey, coming up at 8:05, buy a tree, change a life. We'll explain that coming up. You're listening to News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're jamming to your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Happy Friday. We made it. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Light Up Ocala is tomorrow starting at 3 to 8. And then you've got the Gators playing against Tennessee at home, the Swamp, 7:30. Prior to that, you can get your PSA tested, men. And all you have to do is show up between 2:30 and 7:30 right across the street. You know, across the small street. What would that be? Gal Emron? Just go over to the Exact Tech Arena, Gate 2, and they'll do a PSA blood test for you and make sure that you're not the, 1 in 8 men who will end up with prostate cancer? No, we don't want that to happen. So take care of business. What else we got going on? Oh, Trump was on a roll the other day. I mean, he always is, but he was talking to, I think it's when the Saudi Crown Prince was there. And he was just, man, he was letting loose. And, you know, one of his favorite targets to lampoon is Jerome Powell. President Donald Trump on Wednesday heavily criticized Jerome Powell, chairman of the Fed, saying he has mental problems and he would love to fire his ass. And he said it just like that.
No shock.
Trump's remarks elicited laughter. While he spoke at the U.S.-Saudi Investment Forum at the Kennedy Center in D.C., Trump noted that Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent was the one holding him back. He said, Powell's got some real mental problems. There's something wrong with him. Look, I'll be honest. I'd love to fire his ass. He should be fired. The guy is grossly incompetent. And he said, the only thing Scott is blowing it on is the Fed. Because, and he's talking about Scott Bessent.
Right.
Because the Fed, the rates are too high. Scott, and if you don't get it fixed fast, I'm going to fire your ass.
He's so subtle.
He is.
But, you know, here's the thing, though. He's the president that says what people think.
Oh, yeah. And he's even like acting it out, like in third person. He's like, sir, don't fire him. Sir, please don't fire him.
Uh-huh.
He's got 3 months to go, Trump said, imitating Bessent. Please, he's a voice of reason.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah, and it looks like Powell's going to put the screws to him again. We were supposed to have a December rate cut. At least that's what they said a while ago. And after the way Trump's been hammering on him, I said, you know what? This is getting personal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Jerome Powell is... He takes more than just one, but
yeah,
I said he's not gonna push for a rate cut, and it looks like that's probably true.
The president was having a great time though with the prince here, the Saudi prince. I mean, you look at a lot of the video. He was just hamming it up with this guy. But one of the funniest things is he's going through and he's showing him the presidential pictures, and he gets to the one of the auto pen. And it's
oh, yeah.
And it's kind of like, hey, you remember this guy, you know, kind of thing. He was having a good time with it.
Well, and we forget, you know, because you've got these folks dressed up in their, you know, the way they, their royal robes and what have you. But in a lot of these cases, some of those same people, the royal family and such, have been educated maybe in Europe or here.
Here, yeah.
So they... It's not like they don't get the jokes.
Exactly.
They do, and you can ham it up with them, so to speak.
Somebody was blasting the president a little bit. It's like, oh, you know, you get onto Ukrainian leadership for not wearing a suit. Why don't they wear a suit? And somebody responded, he's a Saudi prince. That is his suit.
Right.
You know, it's not. He didn't show up in a green T-shirt. Come on.
And besides, he came with gifts.
Yes.
Right? Zelensky comes with his hand open.
Absolutely. Big difference there for
sure.
Yeah,
the crown prince comes and says, yeah, I'll give you $1 trillion to invest.
Let's invest some,
that's what I'm talking
money
about.
In America.
Economists had forecast payrolls to expand by 50,000. Well, that was wrong. The job market actually did so much better. The economy actually added 119,000 jobs in September. The October jobs report, which would have normally been released on the first Friday of the month, is likely never to be produced because of the government shutdown, basically.
Mm-hmm.
The unemployment rate edged up a little to 4.4% from 4.3%, and that's because the labor force participation rate increased. So that's kind of what they go together,
right,
so to speak. Payroll gains were the highest in consumer-facing businesses, suggesting that American household sector is still healthy. Jobs at bars and restaurants rose by 37,000. That's a good sign. Because it's not just about the jobs, which,
right,
I mean, it is, but it means that people are out and they're willing to spend money.
Mm-hmm.
And we all noticed the little bit of a gouge we felt, and, you know, wasn't that necessarily the restaurant's fault. They were paying more for food.
Sure.
But, that was a little bit of a poke, and some people were not that excited about it. But now they've either gotten used to it,
mm-hmm,
or the restaurants have. What a lot of them did was they cut their portions back.
Yeah, noticed that.
And and now some of them are getting back to what they, you know, more like what they were doing before.
Although as Americans, we probably could use a little portion control anyway.
No way.
No, I know. Shocking. Shocking.
That's why we're Americans, because we do what we want.
Exactly.
So anyway, the economy, I think, there's some really good signs there. Scott Bessent was really painting an excellent picture. But once again, you still have, some folks, when they take these polls, are not all that excited about the economy. And, I mentioned this the other day. I was like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
I understand. If you're trying to buy a house right now.
Sure.
But that's just one factor, the overall economic picture. Mm-hmm. If you're not in the market right now, I would think that, you know, you'd feel like things are going relatively well. I know each individual. I mean, it's all anecdotal for people.
Sure, sure it is.
But just the overall feeling, I thought we were doing pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, but they had let's see, they had a poll, and I'm trying to find it right now. Yeah, and I can't. But it basically, here it is. Voters express economic worries over inflation as costs rise, according to a Fox News poll. And the survey said 76% of respondents saying the national economic conditions are either not so good or poor in their views. 76%. This is a Fox News poll.
But the reality is, we mentioned the eggs earlier, they're down. Gas prices under $3 across the country. I mean, so many things are costing less. Despite what a poll might say, the reality is they're costing less.
Well, I think maybe part of it is, too, many American families suffered so much under the Biden inflation, which was the greatest amount of inflation right. for that period of time ever. People suffered and they did without things and their savings dwindled and right. you know what I mean? They had to make do,
yeah.
so
yeah.
to speak.
Oh, sure.
And so now they don't feel like they're not catching up, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just saying, hey, we're not going into the red like we were
right.
during Biden. They're still like, well, it's not the way it was before Biden.
Right.
And I get that. But this president's had, you know, 10 months on the job. Be patient. Everything is being put into place that we're going to have an excellent 2026, I feel like. And, you know, you can call me on it in a year and
yeah.
say I was wrong if you want. But you'll end up saying you were right. It's usually how things go with me.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Just ask him.
Okay. Hey, we know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast. Have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart. Just hit subscribe. The Treasury Department, they're going to issue a new rule that prevents illegal aliens and foreign nationals from securing income tax credits, such as the lucrative earned income tax credit and the additional child tax credit. And I know what you're thinking. You're going, what do you mean?
Yeah.
They're going to issue rules. Aren't there already rules about illegals?
I mean, can you imagine sneaking in some other country and trying to benefit from their tax laws, and you're not even supposed to be there?
And getting money in
yes,
hand, real money.
That frustrates me to no end.
Yesterday, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said the agency would issue new regulations regarding who is eligible for such income tax credits under the Personal Responsibility and Work Opportunity Reconciliation Act of 1996. So they're basically taking something. I guess they've got to fine-tune it. And I said something like illegal aliens, Social Security, $2.9 billion in cash payments, and $2 billion deriving from the earned income tax credit going to illegals.
That's crazy.
Yeah. 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got a special guest who's going to tell us about Buy a Tree, Change a Life, coming up in about 20 minutes on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. 7:50 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. So we've got 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. Welcome. Yep, it is the weekend. A lot of people looking forward to that. A lot of events going on. We'll dig into that in a little bit. The nation's foreign-born population is continuing to decline. According to Bureau of Labor Statistics, this data reveals that President Trump's administration carries out the aggressive immigration enforcement agenda. The preliminary data analyzed for Center for Immigration Studies basically suggests that 16-year-old and older foreign-born population declined by an additional 101,000. And overall, they're looking at 2.3 million reduction in foreign-born population. Wow. So you know, getting people that aren't supposed to be here out of here seems to be going really well, much to the chagrin of many Democrats who apparently want to protect these folks.
And hey, taking their voting block away there, Bob. Come on.
Yeah, I guess so. Meanwhile,
yes,
over in China, officials on Tuesday arrested 18 leaders of the underground Zion Church.
Ooh.
Almost 30 pastors and staffers have been detained without formal arrest. Zion Church is an underground or house church, meaning it has not been authorized and controlled by the Chinese Communist Party. The Chinese government is using a technique called Sinicization, and it's to take control of organized religion and make it subordinate to Communist Party doctrine. Yeah, I mean, they don't want you to, like, you know, pray to a deity and believe in all that. I mean, unless, you know, you come to believe what? That deity answers to the CCP? Okay. Whatever. Basically, these mosques, temples, and churches are forced to teach communist dogma in addition to their religious beliefs. Millions of Chinese Christians have bravely chosen to defy the system by worshiping at these so-called house churches because typically they're held services in the homes of their congregants. You know, they have to do it in the down low. The Zion Church was founded in 2007 by Pastor Ezra Jin McGree, who converted to Christianity after the Tiananmen Square massacre in 1989. And the church grew again rapidly during the Wuhan coronavirus pandemic by offering services online and even by defying President Xi's harsh lockdown policies to hold services in person. Can you imagine that? So they had the courage to get together in China during a huge crackdown.
Yep.
But in America, you could go to a liquor store, but you couldn't get together in a house of prayer.
Well, just in general, the whole underground church has been going on for decades in China, but just because of the oppression. I mean, they've had to meet in homes, and they've always risked arrest and willing to take that risk, I guess.
Yeah, it seems to me that, you know, when you try to fight this kind of thing, it ends up backfiring on you from a governmental standpoint, you know. But they don't see that they don't have this, like, individual belief type thing that we do. That's one of the things that really separates us, is that, you know, we believe in individual rights and freedoms. They don't. And, you know, it's you know, you whatever you can do for the motherland, the mother country, however they want to term it. These pastors and co-workers are being treated as criminals simply because they faithfully shepherded a large, legally unregistered church that refused to submit to CCP control and surveillance. Well, I mean, that's the CCP. I mean,
yes, business, church, anything. Well, I mean, how many times have you brought up the point, even those that are here, if you are a citizen, you're under the thumb of that government. It doesn't matter what.
Americans, even though you're 3,000 miles away or whatever,
doesn't matter.
In the United States, they can reach out and touch you.
Uh-huh.
Remember, we busted those so-called Chinese police stations.
New York City, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they still have different kinds of outposts.
Mm-hmm.
They might not make them look as obvious as some of the ones that, you know, we busted before or whatever, but they're around, and they keep their eyes on all kinds of activities. And if you're asked by the Chinese Communist government to perform something, to do something, it's even in their constitution. You can't say no.
You can, and you can kind of put the word "asked" in air quotes there, because they may ask, but it's highly suggested you do. So yeah, think about that. Students at colleges, you know, all kinds of transfer programs. I mean, we don't know who all is here and what they're up to.
But the headline is: China arrests 18 church leaders and crack down on religious freedom. And at times I thought they were maybe moving in a little bit more of a westernized kind of style of government.
It seems like, though, if any of them start creeping that way, it's like wow, they get the hook and it gets pulled back really quickly.
Yep. And speaking of China, a report came out, Chasing China, Learning to Play by Beijing's Global Lending Rules, found that 1,193 Chinese banks, investment companies, and government institutions loaned $2.2 trillion to recipients in 179 countries between 2000 and 2023. Aid data researchers drew two surprising conclusions. China's overseas lending portfolio is vastly larger than previously understood, and its loans to the developed world are an order of magnitude much larger than widely believed. So
that's not good.
You don't want to be in debt to the Chinese Communist government, I wouldn't think. China has unquestionably become the largest creditor in the world.
Wow.
The United States is China's biggest debtor, to the tune of $201 billion in loans for some 2,500 projects. Wow. We've got a special guest coming up. His name is Mark Woodstuff, and he's going to explain what Buy a Tree, Change a Life is all about. And he's going to do it next on 97.3, The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.